Ladies first, go ahead. I know you guys.
No, I always take off. Let them go in.
Day later from watching the tape, what did it show
you guys? Well, we didn't close it out. I mean, we had the game won pretty much, but obviously that's why you play 60 minutes. You know, you can't give up big plays late in the game like we did.
What's that loss doing for you guys as far as just the playoff? I mean, some guys say you got to win out. Do you think that's the case at all?
Well, pretty much. I mean, we need to look at it as, you know, we got Oakland next week, and that's it. You know, we can't look any further than that. You know, we get ahead of ourselves worrying about the next game, then we'll lose the one in front of us. We got to take care of Oakland before we have to worry about that.
You guys have shown a lot of resiliency, but how do you guys keep bouncing back? It's just devastating losses.
Never lose your confidence. I mean, just we got to believe in ourselves. I mean, one thing about us is we got great leaders in this locker room, and we know what it takes to win. You know, we just got to go in these games and keep everybody on the same page.
Is it tougher to come back from a loss like yesterday than a 35-point blowout?
Yeah, loss is a loss. You know, it sucks when you don't know you lost until the last minute, you know, but, you know, it's still a loss. I mean, we got to bounce back one way or the other.
Anything you would have done differently on the pass to Berrien there at the end?
Made the play. You know, they made a good play. I got to give it to them. I mean, nothing. It's nothing special about it. It's just good throw and catch.
Did you play it the way you would have played it normally, the way you're supposed to?
Yeah, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to make that play. You know, they just got me on that one.
But you slipping, did that have anything? Because I know it's your left foot slipped back.
Yeah, somebody noticed, huh? I wasn't going to say anything about it, but, you know, it happens. I mean, the field was terrible, so, I mean, I'm conscious of that, but it's still a play I got to make. Yeah, that's pretty much the biggest thing, you know. I'm not getting those opportunities like I did last year. You know, people were not throwing deep balls at my side and all that stuff as much as they did last year. So the opportunities are definitely going down. But, you know, I still got some chances to make some plays. I just got to make them.
Is it tough when you set the bar so high? Last season, you weren't going to be really. Yeah, I mean, is it tough when you set the bar so high?
Well, it's not really. I mean, that's what I expect for myself every year, but you know, it's you guys the one to make it seem like if I'm not making those numbers every year, then I'm not doing anything. So, you know, it's your perception. I don't really care what you think. You know, it's really in this locker room, that's all that matters.
And you think
I'm doing okay. I mean, I could do better in some areas, but, I mean, even after 10 picks last year, I said the same thing. So, I mean, I'm never satisfied with what I do.